I know that Max Fried is the ace of this staff, and I'm not arguing against him not getting those starts, but if you look at wins above replacement, if you look at pure domination, if you look at pure stuff and the exact kind of pitcher that is set up to have postseason success, how can Spencer Strider not be perhaps the number two on that list?
I'm not gonna argue with that. To me, it's like how, you just think about it. Okay, I'm gonna take Charlie Morton out of the postseason rotation. I mean, it's, but do you see that actually happening?
I guess
that's, you know, as much as we say, look, on paper, it makes a lot of sense to have a guy that you, and by the way, you were right. I mean, the only guy who's done more than 200 strikeouts and less than 150 is Chris Sale in 2019 of 147 and 130. So that's the kind of arm that you've got that you obviously want to be a part of your postseason rotation. But if you're going into a best of three wild card series, I mean, he's probably not getting a start in that series. You know, you're probably going to go with Kyle Wright and Max Fried in that series, right? I mean, that would probably be more than likely what
you're
going
to go Max Fried number one. And I guess maybe what I'm saying is I'm starting to expand this out, and we got a whole month left to kind of figure this stuff out. But I would almost argue that outside of Max Fried, Spencer Strider is the guy that maybe should get the game to start at this point, because Max Fried is your number one guy, and I don't think that that's going to change. And I'm not trying to make it crazy and get so lost in, you know, recency bias or what's happened lately that I'm saying that Spencer Strider should just be leading this staff. But he's made more and more and more of a case of being one of the most exciting pitchers in all of baseball right now, number one. And then number two on this staff, in terms of pure value and domination, this is the kind of pitcher that you want in October.